Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Upon us, and yes, we'll make sense of the day as we continue through this hour and the other subsequent hours of our get-together on the DJB program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here for the 7th of July. So we're completing the first week of this 7th month. So it's 7-7-21 for those of you who write checks out that way, or for those of you who even write checks anymore. Am I the only one here who actually writes checks out anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I am. I still do, occasionally.
Occasionally.
Okay. Yeah, not too often.
All right. So, Jennifer, the president has outlined a plan to get more Americans vaccinated. What was the first goal was by July 4th to have 100 million people, so that didn't quite work. Right? Where are we in terms of total? The number's got to be pretty close to that by now of Americans who have been vaccinated, right? All ages?
It's not that close, but I think maybe the most interesting thing that came out of the White House yesterday in terms of the vaccination is both the White House press secretary and the president saying that they are now going to go door to door, knocking on people's doors to get them vaccinated. And,
at my door.
I don't know how that sits with a lot of people. It doesn't sit very well with me. I think that people should get vaccinated if they want to. I think that we should continue to tell the story
if they're doing the door-to-door thing, what's
they
the...
They don't show up and jab you. I mean, it's like a Jehovah's Witness.
No, but they
come up with information.
Do we want the government coming door-to-door and talking to you about your health issues? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's not a bad idea.
I'm with you on this, Jen. I mean, you're putting something in your body. It should be your own choice. If I'm vaccinated...
Well, they're not going to tell you have to do it.
Guys, let's calm down. This is information that they're giving you. This is not a showing up with a guy in a hazmat suit stabbing you.
I also don't like when people come to my house, regardless. I don't knock on my door. I'm hiding in a corner.
No solicitation on the door, and then they won't knock on the door.
This is, I think, just a huge violation of privacy.
Mormons do it.
Yeah.
Okay, we do campaign stuff door to door. This is not anything new.
This is the government. This is not private groups that are paid to come door to door. I get all that. This is the government knowing what your health records are, your health.
Why
does
coming to your door mean they know what your health
put the pressure on you about
right.
it?
And I got news for you. The government knows all my health records because I'm on Medicare. They know every single thing that's done to me.
I'm totally shocked that you're taking this, that you think this is a good idea.
I think it's time for us. I've had a huge argument with people who are my friends, like the Stockwells, who think that I'm nuts when it comes to this. I just think that it is...
But you made your choice for you, so good on
you.
You don't have to worry
about this is about giving information to people in underserved communities.
Why do you have to give any information
at all? Black and brown communities.
I don't understand that.
No, not you. I'm saying that's what the White House is trying to do. In states that are not vaccinated, people have gotten so much misinformation about the vaccine. It's really nuts when you see the quote-unquote reasoning that people won't get a vaccine. I don't think that this is, if you take a pamphlet or not, so it's your choice
how
to
scary.
Open the door or not. I don't know.
That's true.
This is getting blown way out of proportion.
Sorry.
Maybe we need to move into one neighborhood because I don't want people coming to my door either. Let people.
Yeah, I don't even want trick-or-treaters coming to my door, but when it comes to something like this, I think it's important.
You show up and you start talking to me about getting a shot. I'll be like,
can't you just drop a pamphlet in the mail?
They will do that too, I'm sure, right?
Put that in the door.
Yeah, this is not martial law.
It's disturbing. Hopefully next time they'll mark me with the red S on my forehead. I mean, that's what it feels like. That's next.
Yeah.
It's pretty
gross. All right, let's talk about all of the COVID cases that have come from this summer camp in Texas. 125 children and adults. I want to know what this is a 6th to 12th grade camp. I want to know what percentage of children versus adults have contracted COVID. And is this because they haven't got, I'm going to guess this is not a vaccination situation. Most of the people have not been vaccinated. Am I right on that?
A lot of people exposed. I think that's the same assumption, yes.
Yeah. 400 people. Involved.
You know, the story that you're talking about is that there's 120 children and adults that got COVID after they came back from a summer camp in Texas.
Yeah.
And so, look, they could be a combination of children and adults, but the verdict is still out on whether or not kids should get the vaccine. This is another sticky area. People under 18 are not really having trouble with the virus. At least people under 12, I think we can all agree on, are not having trouble with the virus. The reason they want to start giving shots to kids is because they want to meet their goals, because they don't have enough adults to get to that 70% marker of COVID vaccination.
They don't want kids spreading.
I spoke to a cardiologist.
Okay.
I spoke to a cardiologist.
That cardiologist
yesterday.
Is not what that. I know, but you're trying to say that what the cardiologist is saying on a right wing show is the same thing as,
no,
as to why the
No, it's not a
right wing
show. It's in the hospital where I've been caring for my dad, and he said to me that there are so many incidents now of young kids who are coming in after they get the vaccine because they have heart inflammation that he's very much on the fence about whether or not he should be recommending this.
I understand that those statistics have. Yes, and they're investigating that, but that's not the. But the reason, though, that they want kids to get vaccinated isn't to meet some quota. That's just not true.
Well,
trust
I think it's hard to know. You see, in this circumstance,
well, if this is a Trump government, you would trust it. So, okay.
Well, this is Trump's vaccine. So I'm not against the vaccine.
I think
and by the way, the vaccine that you love, the vaccine that Doug loves, the vaccine that my mom loves, that's Trump's vaccine. So I'm happy that you guys like it.
I don't love any of this. I don't like any of this. But under the circumstances,
but Trump's
I thought
people
it was
don't
in
want
my
to take the vaccine,
best.
So that also
that's
is a weird
true.
Paradox.
Well,
that's
there are
totally
a lot of
true.
People that are
that's
Trump.
So think there are. I think there are a lot of people who like it. It's the people who don't trust everything that the government hands to them. So people who want to take a question, and those people shouldn't be patted on the head or reprimanded because they're making a choice about their body. Do I agree with it all the time? No, but I think that we can't have a government that goes around saying you need to put this in you, you need to do that. It's a really bad, dangerous precedent.
They
to
say
start.
Recommendation. I think that's a little overboard. But I will tell you that in terms of one of my segments of life is agriculture. I do the weekly American Family Farmers Show that's heard actually on a lot of the same stations that carry this program. And we're going to do a segment this week on vaccine information. There are a lot of farm stations, farm programs that are carrying PSAs, public service announcements, that are, if you will, educating the National Association of Farm Bureau News Services and the Ad Council, information that people need to kind of hear because farmers have not necessarily joined in large groups to have the vaccine.
And that's part of this outreach as well. I mean,
this
is not like some huge conspiracy. But you know what? If maybe what they should do is show up with, you know, you get Chick-fil-A for life or you get, you know, a lottery ticket and then everyone's going to be willing. Oh, okay, I'll take the vaccine then. We've seen so much of that in the millions. So I don't know. I think that it's real fear mongering just to say that people are going to show up at your door and take over your life and stab you in the arm. I mean, it's come on.
Well,
like, I think
to be fair, the government is too involved in our lives now. They have too much information. They don't use it responsibly. I don't trust the government. I'm with people that I just, you know, I'm more
right,
of an anarchist.
Right, but what can we do about it now?
Everybody knows your stuff. Let me ask you this. What if it were the cops coming to your door and knocking and saying, do you have the vaccine? What would people
say? Here's an interesting sideline. I saw a video yesterday of a guy who got stopped by a state policeman in Arkansas. Maybe some of you saw it. And he was, according to the police officer, speeding. So this guy's got a camera. I mean, this is the height of paranoidism. But he got a camera on the dash, and it's tied to his speedometer so that he knows how fast, or there's a record of how fast he was going. So the police officer knocks on his window, and the guy puts the window down about 4 or 5 inches, and the police officer says, would you please open your window all the way? And the guy in the car says, no, I'm not opening it. And the police officer says, why? And he says, because I don't trust you. You can ask me whatever questions you want to ask me through the opening in the window that's here now. So they get into this big kerfluffle. The guy shows him his, you know, driver's license and stuff and registration. But the police officer said, you were going 84 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone. And the guy says, well, that's what you say. My records, my indicator on the dashboard doesn't say that. I was going over the speed limit, but I was 10, 12 miles an hour over the speed limit, not 20. And so there's a, that's always been a question that I've had.
That's a really good point. I never thought about that. I guess I always, I mean, I've never been pulled over for speeding, but I always just assumed there was some way that cops could document and prove.
Well, there supposedly is if you, they're using radar, but the problem is they don't calibrate the radar, which is what the law says in every state. You have to calibrate it after every stop, and they don't. So pretty much you can get out of it by just asking for the records of the calibration of the radar gun.
Does that work also, like on the side of the road, or do you wait till court for that argument?
I think you
wait till court
because the police officers are not going to be not happy. Handling that very well. Not going to be happy about that. So anyway, but it's just it's more government. We have become inculcated with government. It's everywhere you look. Local, state, national. I mean, there are these more people hired to do this that whether you think the hiring of more people at the IRS is going to serve you well or not, I'm not one who thinks that's the case. I think there are too many people, inspectors, that work for either the Environmental Protection Agency or the local. I'm embroiled in a situation here where a local conservation commission is trying to prove something that they haven't, they don't even have a clue. And they're going to be embarrassed tonight when I go to the meeting and tell them what really is going on. Because they don't know that. I know this land. I worked on it as a kid, plowed it, planted corn on it, lived on it for 40 years. It's just the kinds of things, the outreach, if you will, in the name of good government is not. Jennifer is more right than wrong about control issues in general, and so it's just we got to either stop it, we got to say no to it. Whether the guy who got stopped by the police officer was right or wrong, I think that he certainly knew what his rights were, and there was a little snarkiness on both sides when you look at the video. But it does speak to an issue of you know what we want to. Allow to have happen to us and what we don't want to allow. And it's, I think it's time we put the brakes on. For most government is way too big, way too powerful, way too involved in our lives. And that's something that is not acceptable. You know, maybe I'm sounding like somebody speaking out of both sides of his mouth when it comes to the shots, but I just, there really has to be a curb on this because we're becoming a socialist state and we're all paying for it. And, you know, at the end of the day, what do you have to show for it? I think one of the big outrages, and I'm going off on a toot here, is this international coalition to tax companies that go from one country to another to avoid taxes. That's very confiscatory. Anyway, it's a way. Instead of incentivizing them to come back to their countries or do the right thing, this is the we're going to hit everybody over the head with a hammer.
Are you talking about when the international, I forget, was it maybe a product of the G7, when they said that it was going to be...
Everybody, yes.
Right, so taxes. It's a minimum, I think, of 10%, right?
Yeah,
they all agreed on what it was. But that's a huge issue for a lot of countries, not just us.
It is. But so why don't they take care of it in a different way instead
because they're taking away the incentive to jump to a different country. They're making
that, they could do that by making their own countries more accessible, if you will.
Incentivizing their own country.
Yeah, exactly. Or more attractive to stay there and do the work there and put their local people together. There's the heavy hand of the law and government, or there's the incentivized way that'll make people happy to do it. This is good for my country. Wow, this is
well,
great.
Actually, this is really good for every country except Ireland, basically. Ireland's not happy with this, but they're going along with it because Ireland has so many incentives that so many other countries, including the U.S., have sent
like
a lot of
business.
Business.
In Ireland. There's
a
lot of
because the tax incentives. Yeah. But then you've got countries just jumping around and no one's paying taxes.
All right, 21 after the hour. Lots of food for thought in this portion of the program, don't you think? It's the DJV Show.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything. I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour on the DJV Wednesday program, and it's time. It's the time of the hour that Jay looks forward to. She gets so excited she breaks out in sweats because now...
I do, too.
Actually, really do. I thought you were just wearing sweats. But
well, that,
not.
Too.
Yeah.
Both. Same.
So, social media is the focus, and all of the kerfuffle... I love that word, by the way. Kerfuffle about... Can somebody tell me how to spell it? Because I put it into a...
K-E-R-F-U-F-F-L-E.
There's two F's in it.
I thought it's kerfluffle.
Yeah, see, that's it.
There's an L in there.
Well, I got the red line underneath it, no matter how I spelled it when I was presenting it. So anyway, so there are a lot of documents that have been filed by the various people involved in the conservatorship of Britney Spears. We're going to get to the bottom of that right after this.
Hey, Jackie, did the Gomez files come in?
For Lucy's law firm, finding the perfect Spanish-speaking paralegal feels like an unwinnable case.
The case documents are in Spanish. My Espanol is too rusty for this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
All right, so let's get the latest from Jay on the Britney Spears thing. This is about the info. A lot of it looks like it's from TMZ, and I'm not sure I trust that because they've been paid off by the Britney's father to sort of shade this a bit, right?
I mean, that's definitely the rumor, right?
Right. Well, it seems like there's a lot of damage control going on for certain people that were part of the conservatorship. Britney Spears' lawyer, Sam Ingham, filed to resign from the conservatorship. There were some rumors that he was going to be filing. He has officially filed now. And he said that as soon as she gets new counsel to take his place, then he will be moving on out. Her manager Larry Rudolph says that he has submitted his resignation. He hasn't even talked to her in about 2.5 years when she took an indefinite hiatus. And now he's claiming that she's recently said she is going to be retiring from music. Well, until we hear that from her,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that's something that anybody should be believing.
No.
He also wasn't hired back. That's the thing that he's not saying, too. Everybody, all the little rats are kind of running in the same direction away from the flood. He left out part of the story where he was not hired back to be her manager again. The conservatorship did. And she said management in her statement that her management team has been a huge part of the problem, threatening her every time she didn't do a dance move they wanted. I mean, I think all these people need to go. And with the lawyer resigning, I think that he's running away from what is probably going to be a big investigation into his time.
Oh,
with
for sure.
Yeah.
And now her personal conservator, Jody Montgomery, has said she will not be resigning yet. She says that if Britney says she wants her gone, then she will happily resign. But Britney's made no claims that she wants her out. That's according to Jody Montgomery's team. So. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. But, yeah, the Bessemer Trust, who was
so
conservator for a state, is running away. I mean, everybody is doing damage control for their own butts, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's not in her best interest. None of this stuff has been in her best interest. Was she a little eccentric? She lived in an apartment building, the top floor, when she first got married at Federline. It was 3 streets down from where I lived in Santa Monica. And the hoopla around her, every time she'd show up with all the cars and the press and stuff, was ridiculous. So the woman hasn't had a life of her own. It's time she did, I think, anyway. 28 after the hour, you're listening to the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has announced that the Mustang Mach-E GT and the Mustang Mach-E GT Performance Edition have completed the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency certification and range labeling process. With a torque of 634 pound-feet and 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds, the Mustang Mach-E GT Performance Edition will now take you an EPA estimated range of 260 miles, while the Mustang Mach-E GT has an estimated range of 270 miles. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting heavy rains and gusty winds were spreading inland across southwest and west central Florida as Elsa weakened to a tropical storm early Wednesday morning. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to press her G20 counterparts for a global minimum corporate tax rate above the 15% floor to which 130 countries, just last week, agreed to. The specific rate and potential exemptions are among issues still to be determined. The Pentagon has canceled the disputed JEDI contract. The Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Project became bogged down in legal challenges almost as soon as it was awarded to Microsoft in October of 2019. The price tag was $10 billion over a decade. 62-year-old Miriam Thompson, a Pentagon translator, has been sentenced to 23 years in prison for passing the names of United States informants in Iraq to a person linked to Lebanon's Hezbollah terrorists. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle.
In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare in America is some of the most expensive on the planet. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Americans consistently call the cost of healthcare their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens in other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of people are still uninsured or underinsured. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's a reporter with ProPublica. He's also the author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill, How to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. And one of the things we discuss is how doctors are left out of the loop when it comes to the cost of procedures.
When it comes to the bills, the doctors really don't know what's going on. I think they should get more engaged. But really what's happening is the business side of American healthcare is piggybacking on the trust that we put in our doctors and nurses and other clinicians. We trust them to heal us, right? So then we don't think that the business side of the industry is going to prey on us and exploit us financially. But unfortunately, they're violating that trust that we've put in the doctors and other providers.
While the average cost of health insurance is $452 a month, this cost may vary depending on where you live and how much coverage you want. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have prepared another half hour of engaging conversation for you here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go to New York for a disaster emergency. Governor Cuomo, what was the thing I saw about him yesterday and his son?
His daughter.
Demisexual? Yeah, that's right, too. We were talking about that. Okay. Anyway, so now there's a declaration of gun violence as a disaster emergency. It would seem to me they could do this in Chicago and probably a few other places as well. Is this so much hooey, or is there some meat and potatoes, some fabric to this? What's going on now that wasn't going on a week ago or a month ago or a year ago is a problem? All the guns, he says, right, coming into
Well, they call it the Iron Pipeline, yeah, and it's in New York City especially. He said 74% of guns used in crimes come from other states, and so they say that states with weaker gun laws are being traced traveling, you know, up to New York, and that's why they call it the Iron Pipeline. And he said now, you know, which is just awful, but he said if you look at recent numbers, more people are dying now from gun violence and crime than COVID, which we know New York City was hit really, really hard with COVID. So that's a pretty
telling. So what's his plan to stop that? What does he want to do?
I think, well, by determining that, by calling this a public health crisis, it gives him more money and resources to different communities. They've got short and long-term solutions. He said the executive order is going to require police departments to share incident-level data on gun violence, which apparently they're not doing right now. And so,
police departments
data,
don't talk to other police departments. Let's get that straight. The communication
right.
between
and you would
state
think in the
police,
five boroughs,
local
you could
police,
do it.
one town to another, zero right. communication, at least in my neck of the woods here. And I've seen this in other places in California, Jennifer. Isn't that a problem as well as so many people? Florida is ridiculous. There's so many. There's the sheriff. There's the county police. There's the local police. There's the state police. And they're all off on their own toot.
That's part, I mean, yeah, but that part to me is not always ridiculous because some people's needs, some counties or cities' needs are different. And so their police department, it's fine. But I think what would be important is getting a list of of demographics, right? A list of violence. I think that's important to track to make sure that we know what numbers are going up. Yeah, I mean, I have never had a problem with the reporting system. I think we should leave the policing up to the various police agencies to do it, but I don't think it would hurt anybody to get some light on what's really going on a national level, because everybody likes to come up with their own story about what really is happening.
Well, I think what's important and what Cuomo's doing, he's creating a new police gun trafficking unit, and I think that it does need to be treated like illegal drugs. You know, I mean, we're tracing stuff of where all fentanyl's coming from and at what points it's crossing the border
government.
And things like that. Then, well, I don't care. I don't really care about more government if it means less illegal guns and crime. I don't care about that.
No, well, here's my point. The reason I'm making the point is because we enlarge government and we don't get rid of the inefficient agencies and people. We just keep piling on. We keep adding on. So find something that isn't working and take the money from that. It certainly, to me, I don't believe in this defunding police thing. I do believe in reorganization. I've made that very clear here because there are a lot of inconsistencies and a lot of incongruities and a lot of wasted people doing the wrong jobs. Because they just keep adding on to, here's a job that's existed for 100 years, so we're going to keep funding it when there's no need for it anymore.
And let's look at New York City specifically, since we're talking about it. New York City is a perfect example as to what not to do and how not to defund the police. I mean, Victoria is lucky that she got out when she did. From what I hear from everybody that I know that's been going to New York, it is completely empty. People are not in the city. Crime is high.
No, that's not true at all. That's some narrative that people are making up because it's, I don't know why, but all of my friends who live in the city, I've been back into Manhattan. It's like it looks normal, but with outdoor restaurants. I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't know. I had two people that were there in the last week, even on the, like in the last couple of weeks. Maybe it was the holiday. They say their streets are pretty empty.
Well, it's summertime.
Even in the morning, in the morning, going into the buildings, there's no one to be found. The people who are out there walking, it doesn't have that same safe feeling that it used to. People are getting attacked randomly on the streets.
All right,
by people.
So then, if that's the case, does this New York mayor's race make a difference? Eric Adams on.
I think it's going to have to.
One.
Well, he's going to win.
Catherine,
so he's a retired.
He's going to win.
Yeah, he's the retired. He's a retired police captain. He was the Brooklyn Borough president. He's going to go up against Curtis Sliwa, who most people think in New York is just a nut job and a red helmet, you know, and a red
I'm
hat.
I'm not sure that's true. I think
that's
a lot of people
listen
to him.
That's what most need. No, Doug. There's
he is
one.
A nut job. Nobody's saying he's not.
Yeah, but I'm saying how New Yorkers feel. Watch the numbers. Curtis is not going to move the needle in New York City. I understand he has served a purpose back in the 80s when people liked having the
guardian angels
and all that. But, like, this is, it's, yeah, he does not stand a chance.
Let's celebrate that for a second, because think about how it takes gumption to get up and just decide that you're going to help make the streets safer, and he did. So as much
I don't
as people
blame
like
him for that at all.
As much as people like to laugh at Curtis, he got up off the couch, he got people mobilized,
yeah,
and he made a difference.
He did. He's
right,
an activist.
But in 2021, you know what? It's not the same. It's not the same.
Well, everybody used to laud Obama as a community activist, and he did all this stuff. Curtis Lee was cut out of the very same cloth, and has maybe not. He hasn't focused on the same things, but he's got a lot of people involved, and that's kind of what we need, because people are less involved in government and less involved in making decisions, and they think that their job is to vote once every 4 years and that's it. No, that's not it. It's not how it works. Representative democracy doesn't work that way. You all need to know more about what's going on.
And I got to tell you, I haven't thrown a jacket on to go patrol the streets, so good for him. I mean,
yeah. I've tried to imagine what that would look
actually.
Like. I think you'd be good
going to patrol. Oh, I would kick some butt for sure.
Right.
So I'd wear a cape. I wouldn't wear
Well, but my point, though, is it'll be interesting to see what Eric Adams' plan for the city is as a retired police captain.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from Brooklyn, which next to Manhattan is the next biggest, you know, most important borough in terms of, you know, all kinds of issues, diversity and crime and gentrification and all that stuff. So I think he's obviously well qualified. A lot of
he's
people
super
in New
liberal
York,
though, but he has not, but he hasn't embraced the defund the police message. And I think the fact that he was so popular, that shows you what a loser message that is. And, you know, even in New York, you would think that would catch on, but I think they've seen what's happened over the last couple of years, and crime rates are spiking. I think people are tired of it.
All right, let's talk about disasters. Let's keep the bright light on here. The wildfires in Hawaii, wildfires in the west, the northwest, the dry conditions that are there, that's the problem on the west coast. East coast is beginning to think a lot of people all the way up into the Carolinas are looking at their condos that are on the beaches and wondering, ooh, what have we bought into here? There are a lot of these old condos that are time bombs. I'm thinking ticking time bombs. I'm thinking again of the building that my father and all of us lived in from the 1960s on. That was every two or three years they were spending millions of dollars to fix this or fix that. And
at least they were fixing it, probably. There's your silver lining.
Well, the problem, though, is that a lot of these new studies that they're doing on these post-war buildings are that they're really only doing cosmetic stuff. They're not actually adding the repairs to where it needs to go.
How do you do that, though, without tearing the building? I remember my folks had to move out of the apartment because they boarded it up, put plywood all over everything, and they went to town on the building, and nobody could be in the building for, I don't know, was it 3-4 weeks? It was in the summertime when most people weren't there anyway. But, you know, it was still, everything got boarded up and ripped apart.
That sounds like an actual legitimate overhaul then, because
I've
lived in many buildings in New York City that are, you know, some pre-war, some post-war. The post-war buildings are shoddily made at best. And that's kind of what is coming out, and especially down in the Miami area, that Bloomberg did a whole deep dive into this and found that, you know, a lot of these buildings were sort of rushed after World War II, and condos became such a big thing. And in New York City, I mean, I've lived in like 10 different apartments in New York, and, you know, when you're walking around with the broker, oh, this is a post-war building, so you get more light and you get more this and that. And then, yeah, you also hear every single thing through every corner of your apartment. They're so shoddily made. There's no privacy. I mean, you hear your neighbors on every direction. It's just, they rush to get them up, and I think New York is going to have an issue, too. I mean, there's a lot of post-war buildings in New York that are just really crappy.
Well, it's the infrastructure, the whole thing of how things were built. When the Eisenhower Interstate System was approved, when Eisenhower, I think it was 1954, the interstate system was approved and the building began, and it was done pretty quickly. A lot of men and women who came back from the war were put to work, working to construct roads and bridges and rail lines and things like that. That at the time weren't being built, by the way, for the convenience of the public. They were being built because at that time there was a lot of worry about whether the Russians were going to attack us, and we needed to have a system of roadways that we could quickly move from one city to another with supplies, et cetera, et cetera. That was the whole motivation behind the interstate road system. It wasn't because we wanted to make it easy to get from Nashville to Cincinnati. Although that's what's happened with it, and it's great that we have those roads, I think, but that wasn't why they were built. And so that infrastructure was also cheaply done, and it continues to be cheaply done. More now, they were in a hurry to get it done then, but more now because of the influence of the unions, and let's keep all these guys working, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the roadways, infrastructure, I think you can include in all this yap about infrastructure, you can include some of these buildings as well as the roadways and the bridges. I think you can easily actually add that into the problem areas. And so,
what do you do? Should that be government money or the money of the home and property owner?
I think the property owners are the ones that would be responsible for it, not the government. Who knows what they'll throw at
you. Depending on what city you're in, but if you live in New York City in a condo, which is, If you're if it's a condo, then it's usually post-war building, so it kind of goes along with the timing of it.
Yeah.
And you can pay $2,000 a month easily for maintenance. And that's what your maintenance fee on top of your mortgage or whatever you have on,
on
the
very
actual
expensive.
Unit.
Yeah.
So for $2,000 a month when you've got, you know, 100 units or whatever, that's a lot of money that these condo associations are bringing in. And if they're only doing cosmetic repairs and they're not actually doing anything with, you know, structurally, yeah, then I don't think the government should bail out these mismanaged buildings.
No, not at all. Okay, well, there's another way of addressing some of the issues of the day. Here, living in a condo is never anything that I could have. Everybody's different, but I couldn't imagine living in it. But I grew up in the open spaces, so it depends on where you grew up or how you grew up. By the way, I find going to Bloomberg and their reports about as accurate, or my comfort level with the information I get. This is a Bloomberg report, that's why I was thinking about it, Victoria. But my comfort level with Bloomberg news and information is higher than probably any other.
Because you have a man crush
service.
On Bloomberg.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
I think so.
Well, it's also interesting because another source that I know that you do like is National Geographic.
Yes.
And they have also been doing a lot of different things about how, like, especially in Miami because of the Surfside, you know, in Florida where the condo is that collapsed. So it's on the forefront of everyone's minds. And they've been doing lots of analysis on both coasts of the rising water, you know, the water levels and how that's affecting the shifting of the land underneath these condos. And so they're taking it from like a, you know, a nature perspective, but it's totally lining up with what this Bloomberg report is showing and what those experts are saying. And
then wake up.
National Geographic lost me this week when they said that fireworks are racist. And I was like, huh? Are they?
Yeah. I didn't know they said that.
They impact
all right, let's not go down that road. I got to do a couple of commercials here, including a focus once again on what's going on in your nose there, ladies and gentlemen. Your nose. Most doctors agree it's just as important to keep your nose clean as it is to keep your hands clean and to keep your teeth, your mouth, everything about what goes into your body comes through your mouth or your nose. And that's why proper nasal cleansing is so important. And then in comes Navage. What's Navage, you say? Did you say that? Well, you could say that if you're new to the program. We've got a bunch of new affiliates since the last time we talked about Navage during the pandemic. It's the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. It gets rid of the stuff that's grown in your nose, all in your nostril during the night. So you can, in the morning, once you clean it out, you can breathe more clearly. This is something to do in the morning and at night. So you'll sleep better, you'll feel healthier, you'll be healthier overall. If you're interested in finding out more about how Navage cleans out all of this nasty stuff, go to their website, Navage.com, NAVAGE.com. Order it there as well. Buy it now or buy it later. Check it out, though, at Navage.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, 53 after the hour. Research has been done by the one and only Victoria Keelan into what's going on in the world of technology. I thought it was interesting that the Pentagon canceled a big cloud computing contract with Microsoft because Amazon accused the former administration of interfering with the bidding process. So is Microsoft a Republican leaning organization and Amazon is a left Democratic leaning? Are we down?
No, I think it's really wasn't a surprise because the technology that, and this is not what my main tech report today is, but no. I'll just summarize this real quick. But the reason that they canceled that contract is because the software that they had offered up no longer applies. It's outdated. So they're going to start from scratch. They're going to build on whatever Microsoft was doing. Amazon has their own plan, and then they're going to let them both bid, and they're going to go from there. It didn't serve the needs anymore of what we need for cloud computing.
Got it. Okay, so now we have a focus on boomerang workers, if you'll pardon the pun. And what is that focus?
Yeah, so boomerang workers is a new term that has sort of come from the pandemic. And it's people who've returned home to their towns where they grew up in order to do remote work. And this obviously rose dramatically during the pandemic. However, it sort of seems to be sticking around. Workers typically have to move to where the jobs are, which has centralized top talent in big coastal cities. But COVID drove remote work in a way that we've never had before. And so many people were able to just go back to where they were from. They're closer to their family. They raise kids in familiar settings, and they got away from city life. And the boomerang effect isn't limited to any one industry. Tech workers in particular, though, that was a huge part of it. They chose to leave tech hubs like San Francisco and Seattle and New York. They moved back to where they were from, hometowns, or where a spouse was from. And that's actually jump-starting tech communities in mid-sized cities. Like, for example, Tampa Bay has a huge burgeoning tech world there going on there now, and it's a whole new economy. And part of the boomerang was driven by the newly remote workers who, for the first time, had freedom to, you know, get their parents to help them with childcare, and then they just decided, you know what, wherever they move to, that's where they're going to stay. Tulsa, Oklahoma, has a program called Tulsa Remote. It offers people $10,000 to move to Tulsa and still work at home. So, like, that's kind of a really interesting incentive. 30% of those who have accepted the offer have already lived in Tulsa or have a family connection to the city. So it's kind of showing that people really are going back to their roots, and it's going to, I think over the next 10 years, we're going to see a huge shift across the country in demographics and population. But it is interesting that it started with the pandemic.
Yep. All right, coming up in a moment, we're still into the Capitol riot stuff. We'll figure out what's going on there after this.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, so what's the accusation going back to the Capitol riot in January?
Yeah, well, so Tuesday of this week marked the 6-month milestone since the January 6th Capitol riot. 49 people are now accused of taking, were accused of taking part in that riot. They're also now being accused of trying to erase images, videos, and texts from their phones and social media accounts. Authorities say that people realize that a lot of the photos and videos posted to social media by people participating were being used as evidence against them. Well, duh. So several cases involved accused rioters' social media posts contradicting what they told authorities about their level of involvement. So now they're trying to scrub their data. And unless you actually know what you're doing, you can't scrub your data. So more than 500 people have been arrested in connection with the riot so far. These 49 are the latest to be charged with committing violence or destroying property on the grounds of the Capitol. They're also being charged with going after media reports and reporters who were on the scene and documenting it, and then these guys were going and attacking their equipment and breaking it, trying to make sure that their faces weren't seen. But too bad, you're busted.
Busted! That's an interesting word. 59 past the hour. You're listening to Today as opposed to Yesterday.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.